We may only be heading into the fourth round of the 2022 NRL season. However, one thing's already becoming blindingly obvious, and that is this really is Penrith's comp to lose. I'm Oliver from Rugby League, My Opinion, and today we are going to be talking about how the competition already seems so one-sided. Now, you may already be thinking, hang on a minute, there isn't a huge gap in the competition like many of us were predicting this year. In fact, this is the closest start to an NRL season that we've seen since 2010 in terms of margins in games and scorelines, which you are correct. However, there is still one team who is standing out above the rest, and that is the Penrith Panthers, both on paper and realistically. They are a level above everyone else. They're the only undefeated team left in the competition, and just looking at the way they play, they're simply better than everyone else. They're clinical, and they've been able to do this and remain at this high level thus far in 2022 without Nathan Cleary, their halfback, and arguably their best player, arguably the best player in the game, who returns this week against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Does this mean Penrith are just going to walk the competition now and that's it? They're already back-to-back premiers, we can confirm it? No. And in fact, I'm still not tipping Penrith to win the comp. I'm sticking with my preseason prediction of the Sydney Roosters. I just feel after only three games, it's unfair for me to really change my predictions, and it's a bit short-sighted as well. We've got to be thinking more long-term in terms of an NRL season than short-term, because year after year, we've seen the competition flipped on its head during a season, and predictions that we made earlier on and the way certain teams look like they were heading earlier on in a season gets absolutely flipped, changed, whatever. So I'm sticking with my preseason predictions for now. But what this does mean is that at the moment, Penrith are clearly above everyone else. It is their competition to lose. And I know that's an obvious thing to say because they are the defending premiers, but in terms of the dominance that they have displayed thus far and the sort of hodgepodge, which I'll get to in the middle of the competition, I'd say, yeah, they really now have to consider it a failure if they don't go on to win the grand final. Onto the hodgepodge I alluded to before in the middle of the competition. Now, hodgepodge probably isn't the best term. It's more really like a mesh of a number of teams where it is becoming unclear as to where they will end up this season. Some will end up in the top eight, possibly as high as like fifth or sixth, the way things are looking. Some will get close to the bottom four. And of course, yes, it is great. I will reiterate that the competition's a lot closer than we expected. There are some upsets here and there, closer games. It's all well and good. However, it is also good to have a couple of clear candidates towards the top of the ladder, so the competition is a bit closer and we're not all predicting Penrith to win the comp already. So you look at teams like Brisbane, for example. They won their first two games. They looked pretty good. They're a team not everyone's tipping to make the top eight. Some are even still saying bottom four. They won their first two games. I thought they looked good in their first two games. And then they go up against the team who I'm still tipping to win the wooden spoon. I know it's not looking likely, but it's early days. They go up against the Cowboys, the team I'm tipping to win the wooden spoon, and they put on a dreadful performance. That's not to say, and I've seen people already say, well, you can rule out Brisbane for top eight or whatever this year. No, you really can't, because there are that many teams putting in similar Jekyll and Hyde performances, as I like to say. It's nuts. So yeah, you look at a team like Brisbane, sure, they got decimated by a team who I'm still not tipping to do quite well this year, but they won those two games. You take a team like my team, the Gold Coast Titans. They are 40-minute marvels. For half a game, they are absolutely brilliant. They can't score in the next half. They've won one game, lost two. One of them they should have won against Canberra, but lost. They allowed the Raiders to come back after the Raiders were decimated by that Cowboys team. The Cowboys, for example, that first game against the Bulldogs they played this year, they were horrible. It was one of the worst performances I've seen of all time. That second game against the Raiders, I don't necessarily think they were great. Canberra were horrible. And in that third game, they were great against Brisbane, hands down to them. So it's these, yeah, no team's really consistent And fans are starting to like that, at least the general consensus that I've seen, that it's a lot closer. Again, I've got to keep reiterating this. People like that it's closer, but it's not necessarily a great thing because it's not like we're seeing consistent high-quality performance from all of these teams and it's like, wow, this team could win the comp, that team could win the comp. No, it's close in a back-and-forth competition right now because one week a team will put in a great performance, the next week they'll be horrible. And there's probably about 10 teams in the competition that fit into that category. I mean, even Manly weren't great in the first two games, ground out a victory against the Bulldogs. I'm not confident with a tip for Manly. I'm really not, because they still could beat every team in the competition other than the top four, or they could slip down and start losing to a lower quality of side in the competition and really fall into that mesh. I mean, even the Sharks, right? A great comeback against Parramatta. They were clinical against the Dragons. Looked great in round one against the Canberra Raiders side that went on to be demolished by the Cowboys the next week and had to claw back from 22 points down to beat the Titans. Cronulla lost to them in round one. Albeit it was a close game, but they lost to them. So, yeah. I hope I'm making sense to a lot of you guys here. It's just the thing that I've seen. The general consensus, as I said, is that everyone's excited and happy that it seems to be a closer competition. But call me a pessimist, right? You can call me a pessimist. That's the perfect word for it, because I think Penrith is still far and above everyone else in the competition at the moment. It's not close as in there are a bunch of teams who can win. There is just a hodgepodge in the middle of the competition where teams are amazing one week and they're crap the next week. And that's why it's so close in that middle part of the competition. Sure, it's good that it's not blindingly obvious already who the top eight's going to be. But does it all matter when there's really the one team on top at the moment, the Panthers, and only realistically going to be two or three other teams that can maybe come close to them? I don't necessarily think that's great. If we were sitting here after three rounds and every team was on the same amount of competition points as they currently are, it was as close as a competition as it is statistically, but we were seeing high quality performances from those sort of hodgepodgey teams in the middle of the competition consistently, then I'd be excited. Then I think that we could have a real unpredictable final series and a dark horse winning the competition. But at the moment, I just don't see it. Let me know what you guys think on Instagram and on Facebook at Rugby League in My Opinion. And please give the podcast 5 stars on Apple and subscribe on Spotify. It really helps me out. Other than that, I'll see you guys next time.